Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 17th of August, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. A series of explosions rocked a Russian military base in the annexed Crimean Peninsula on Tuesday, with Ukraine hinting at responsibility for the attack. The blasts hit an arms store at a Russian military base in the north of Crimea, disrupting trains and forcing 2,000 people to be evacuated from a nearby village, according to Russian officials. Ukraine has not officially confirmed or denied responsibility for the explosions in Crimea, although its officials have openly cheered the blasts. Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to President Volodymyr Zelensky, described the latest incident as demilitarization in action, suggesting that the explosions were not accidental. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said the blasts at the ammunition depot were a result of sabotage. Today is day 175 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia has concentrated a large number of rocket systems at the Zyabrovka airfield in Belarus, indicating possible preparation for an attack on Ukraine, according to Belarusian opposition activists. Belarusian Hayun, an independent Belarusian monitoring group, reported on Monday that Russia has accumulated a large number of anti-aircraft missile systems, as well as between 15 and 60 missiles at the Zyabrovka airfield, according to the Ukrainska Pravda website. The Zyabrovka airfield is located in the southern Belarusian region of Homel, which borders Ukraine close to the city of Chernihiv and is some 250 kilometers from Kyiv. The first ship carrying humanitarian food relief for Africa has departed from the Ukrainian port of Pivdini, news outlets reported on Tuesday, citing Ukraine's infrastructure ministry. The vessel is carrying some 23,000 metric tons of Ukrainian wheat to food-starved Ethiopia, the first shipment of its kind in a program to assist countries facing famine, according to PBS NewsHour. Hundreds of breeders and buyers of Arabian thoroughbreds visited eastern Poland over the weekend to attend the 44th annual Polish National Arabian Horse Show and the world-famous Pride of Poland auction. Esmeralda, a 9-year-old bay mare from Michałów, fetched the highest price this year, going to a French buyer for 400,000 euro. Another horse from Michałów, a 7-year-old Auburn mare named Poganinka, was sold for 220,000 euro in the day's second biggest transaction. All in all, 14 horses were sold for a combined 1.6 million euro, a sum that reportedly exceeded the expectations of organizers and officials. More on the event can be found on the Pride of Poland website at prideofpoland.com. Poland's Aleksandra Mirosław won speed climbing gold at the European Sport Climbing Championships, as Polish athletes took a clean sweep of the medals earlier this week. A two-time world champion and current world record holder, Mirosław beat out fellow Poles Aleksandra Kawucka and her twin sister Natalia in the final of the championships in Munich, Germany. Poland's Marcin Dzieński won silver in the men's speed climbing competition, narrowly losing the top spot to Ukraine's Daniil Boldyrev, who literally jumped for joy upon receiving the award. The Institute of Meteorology and Water Management in Poland has issued a hailstorm warning for the entire province of Pomerania until Friday. According to forecasters, summer storms may be accompanied by heavy rainfall from 20 millimeters to 35 millimeters and gusts of wind up to 70 to 80 kilometers per hour. The warning accompanies a second-degree heat warning already in effect for parts of southern Pomerania, including Gdańsk, until temperatures cool off over the weekend.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and hot, with very little chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the north. Temperatures will peak around a high of 27 degrees Celsius or 81 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 19 degrees Celsius or 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with storms and cooler weather arriving over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.